I would like to thank Professor Kathleen Sunem and Professor Walter Crick for their kind invitation that we have a chance to visit your famous institute. The title of my talk is The Artificial Boundary Condition Method for Numerical Solutions of PDEs and Unbounded Domain. This is a joint work with my colleagues and the former students who are Professor Xiaonan Wu. Now he's working in the Hong Kong Baptist University at Hong Kong. Professor Wei Zhu Bao, now he's working at Singapore University. Professor Zhong Yi Huang and Dr. Zheng Chunxing, who are working in the Tsinghua University. The Dr. Wen Xin just finished his thesis, Dr. Thesis. This is our group work. So the main points I will talk is motivation, why we are studying this subject, the historic background. So I will give some the historic results on this subject. Then I give you very simple, typical example to explain our basic idea or basic approach. The approach mainly non-local artificial boundary condition. Local artificial boundary condition, then discrete artificial boundary condition. But in this talk, maybe I only can talk on these two cases. So for these cases, I may have no time to discuss in this talk. Why we are interested in this problem? You see, many problems are rising in the science and the engineer led to solving the boundary value problems of partial differential equations on unbounded domain, such as the stress analysis of a dam with infinite foundation. So you can see engineer face that problem, you know, where analyze the stress on the dam with infinite large foundation. But if you ask them how to calculate, how to get a numerical simulation of the problem, they will show you, they will draw this line, then solve the problem on a bounded domain. So next question, how large should be this line? Also, they can, from their experience, they can tell you this ratio here should be 7 or 8 times than the height of the dam. So also you need to work on very large domain to get a numerical simulation for this given problem. So the second problem we just talked. During our lunchtime, right? So this problem, what you should solve? You solve, generally speaking, you should solve Navier-Stokes equations in 3D and unbounded domain. The generally speaking, the very hard job, right? But if you ask engineers what they are doing, they just draw, for example, this 2D problem, right? They just draw some lines. Then put the boundary condition here, here, and here. What the boundary condition should be. So they just move the boundary condition at infinity on this artificial boundary. Next question, how large should it be? How large you can get correct results can be used for the engineer design. So this is a question anyway, but they have many experience. This is really a theoretical question. So the big difficulty in finding the numerical solutions of those problems is the unboundedness of the physical domain. Therefore, this is one of the big, one of the big difficulties. Yeah. Therefore, the standard find element method or standard find distance method cannot be used in a straightforward manner. So this is now the approach I introduced in this talk is to introduce an artificial boundary to reduce those problems on a bounded computational domain and set up an or some artificial boundary condition or conditions at the given artificial boundary. So such as you can use Neumann boundary condition or Dirichlet boundary condition for the dependent variables. In general, the above artificial boundary conditions are only very rough approximation of the exact boundary condition is the given artificial boundary. Because the boundary condition you use here is correct at infinity. It's not correct on this boundary, right? Artificial boundary. So in case when the high accuracy is required, the bounded computation domain must be quite large. So this is, I give another picture to show the basic idea of the artificial boundary approach. So. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But you don't know what the exact boundary condition satisfied by the solution of the given problem. Yeah, engineer, for example, I can give you a very simple example. For example, if you consider exterior problem, this one, this exterior problem, for this problem, you must give the boundary condition when x goes to infinity, right? So if the two-dimension case, this boundary condition should be is bounded. Right? So if you try to solve the problem on this region, right? What kind of boundary condition should be on this artificial boundary? So you can say many, you know, the engineer knows that it is the earlier engineer literature, they put a boundary condition here. Partial U, partial N, this gamma E, equal to zero. Yeah. This boundary condition satisfied when X goes to infinity, exactly. So this boundary condition for the problem really is very rough. You see, very, very rough. So in the following, you can see why it is rough, okay? This picture show you. Of course, you know, if you, this R is very large, okay. you can get a reasonable result. But you will spend more computer time, storage, right? So you try to solve the same problem in a very small as possible domain. That's the basic idea, right? So I'm not saying more about this figure. I think that's clear right now. Yeah, that's so the cost of computation is increasing if the domain is quite large, even if it's bounded, right? So in practical computation, in order to limit the computational cost, the artificial boundary condition, the artificial boundary must be chosen not far from where we are interested in it. And such the bounded computation as small as possible. That is the basic idea. Therefore, how to design the artificial boundary condition with high accuracy for a given artificial boundary for the problem on unbounded domain, or how to solve PDEs on unbounded domain numerically has attracted the attention of many engineers and mathematicians, as you mentioned, Joseph Keller. Yeah. So the artificial boundary condition can be divided in three classes. One we call non-local or global artificial boundary conditions. The second one is called local artificial boundary conditions. The third is called discrete artificial boundary conditions. Briefly, I give some of you the historic background of the subject, I think. So in the last 20 years, a large number of mathematicians and engineers are involved in this subject. They have studied various problems from science and engineer by different techniques. I just give you some examples, some of examples. For example, Enquist and Meda construct the absorbing conditions for the numerical simulation of waves. This is 1977. Goldstein studied the Helmholtz type equations in waveguide and other unbounded domains. So another professor, Feng Kang, who is Chinese, unfortunately, who has passed away, he designed the asymptotic relation conditions for the reduced wave equation. That's myself and Xiaonan Wu. We presented the exact boundary condition at an artificial boundary for Laplace equation and the linear elasticity equations. Moreover, a sequence of artificial boundary conditions was given. This is 1985, the first paper. The second one is 1992. In the same year, 1985, De Hao Yu also gave the exact boundary condition and artificial boundary conditions for Laplace equations. Yeah. This paper by Han and Wu, published in the same journal, same volume, the same issue, same time, same time. But I will show you. I will ask. That means the original solution satisfies this boundary condition exactly. No any approximation. So here, you know, this is an approximation, right? If you can find a vector LU equal to zero on this boundary, the U, the original solution, satisfies this exactly. We call exact boundary condition. I will show you. I don't know. You don't know now. You know. After a while, we will know. Okay? Also, I'm sorry. This is a mistake. I think this is Joseph Keller. Yeah, I make a mistake, I think. Yeah, probably is right. I will check. Yeah. So they also studied this subject. I found the first paper is 1986. So they obtained the exact boundary condition as the artificial boundary for PDEs in a cylinder. So they consider a problem, the domain is infinitely long cylinder. Right? So then, this is their artificial boundary. Then they found the artificial boundary condition on this artificial boundary, artificial boundary. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, now, other more people work on this area. After 1991, then more person work on this subject. For example, Jivoli from Israel have a group, or Japanese Kako Ushijima, or many others. So I will just stop here. Okay. Yeah. Now I give you very typical, simple example to explain the basic idea or approach. So we consider this exterior problem of a boson equation. So here, omega is an exterior domain with boundary gamma I. Okay? Fg are given function. We suppose that F has compact support. That means F equal to zero outside a circle. Okay? This is our assumption, yeah? Now, this is our problem P. So the question is, how to solve the problem P numerically? I think I already gave this problem P, right? So I will answer this question. So the approach is we introduce an artificial boundary. Here, we introduce artificial boundary. Gamma R. The gamma R divides the domain omega into two parts, right? Bounded parts we call omega I. This bounded part omega I with boundary gamma I and gamma E, gamma R. Here is gamma R. Okay? And the unbounded part, omega E. Right? Now, we consider this problem can be separated, but you cannot solve each of them because they have a link between them, right? So on the artificial boundary, the unknown function is continuous, right? And the first derivative is continuous, right? So you cannot solve anyone independently. So what we do now, we consider restriction of the solution on the domain omega E. So we get this problem, right? Now, the equation is simplified because or assumption about F, right? F is compact, right? So now U is bounded when X goes to infinity. Another good thing is now this domain is quite nice because it's outside a disk, right? Very nice domain. So this problem is not complete well-posed problem. This problem is incomplete posed problem. This problem may have many, many solutions, right? One of the solutions is the restriction, the solution of original problem. So in this case, this solution can be given by this series. That's the fundamental from PDE in the third year level, I think, right? So we can write down the solution given by this one, series. Then on the RCU boundary, we can get this. From this, we can determine the coefficients A naught, AM, and a BM, right? That means if the value on the gamma R is given the U, the problem is unique solution, right? Can write down in this form. That's very fundamental things. So the coefficients we can write down the three forms. So, they are all three of them are equivalent. Just integral by parts, right? Just integral by parts. From this formulations, then we just, you know, combine the formulation for the coefficients AM, BM, and the partial U, partial N, then we can get this form. Yeah. Then what you look, what about this? This gives you a relationship on the artificial boundary. You can understand this is a map. This is a mapping. From U, R, theta, you can get partial U, partial N on the artificial boundary. So this is exactly a map, a mapping, right? A mapping. This mapping, in fact, is a boundary condition. Yeah. Yeah, this is a boundary condition, you know, exactly. So the original solution satisfies this boundary condition exactly. So I write down the three form, fortunately, in my paper in 1985. Yeah. Even though they are equivalent. But I also write down in my paper this point I should emphasize. Yeah, just G0, just this one. G1, just this one. Yes. Yes, this is a boundary condition. Yeah. So, you know, what mean boundary condition? So that means give you, if U is a solution of original problem, right? The U satisfies this relationship, right? The relationship is boundary condition, right? But not boundary condition, not only did Hilly-Neumann or Robin. Yeah. This, I think this is the point, right? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I try to say it again, but you have a solution on all of it.
Yes.
Oh, and your entire
exterior.
Yeah.
Cut
with a large ball.
Yes. Not large. As small as possible.
Small,
yeah.
As possible.
Yeah.
Cut with a ball large enough to rely entirely on the
Yeah.
The solution has to satisfy a relation on that ball. And the relation comes from exterior.
Yes, yes. That's right. Yes.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, a very simple form. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And also
yes. 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 Oh, yes, yes. Yes, you are right. Depending on R, of course. But no, R is fixed. No, R is fixed for any fixed R. Because it depends on the given problem, you know. So we chose R outside the disk. The original equation reduced to Laplace equation. Right? Yeah. So in this case, R is greater than equal to R naught. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I will show you the convergence will have some trouble. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will show you later. Okay. Now, in the practical applications, the engineers don't like the summation from one to infinity. You know, they just taking the first few terms of the series in the above exact boundary condition. Then we can get a series of artificial boundary condition like this, right? For n equal to 0, 1, 2, 3, etc., right? So if n equal to 0, this is the condition here, Neumann condition. This condition is used in the early engineer literature. I emphasize early. So that means we give a series artificial boundary condition. The first one, it was used in engineer literature, you know.
Well, it depends on that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
For a Schrodinger equation, the boundary conditions at a finite R, at a finite point where they're in.
And there's a theory
about the limit as they go to infinity.
Yeah.
Through the vial limit.
Oh, yeah.
Point when
it's circled
here.
Yeah.
And in most normal cases,
uh-huh.
They all converge to the same thing.
I see. I think what's important is the rate of conversion. Yes, I will show you. Yeah. I think especially this approach for the wave equation very, very important than elliptic equations. Yeah. Now we can get a reduced problem on the bounded computational domain. That's reduced problem, right? So also this problem has a unique solution or not, and etc. You must answer the question. Then we compute this problem by, for example, finite element approach. So we introduce a subspace of H1. Then the problem is evaluating this variational form. So here, A U V is the normal bilinear form, right? The B N U V is from our artificial boundary condition. So we can get this one. So now we introduce the finite element subspace of H naught, then we can consider the finite element approximation. So we can get the solution to this problem. So finally, for the engineers, they get a problem from here, right? So finally, they get a solution U N H, of course, dependent on R. Right? This solution is given on the bounded computational domain. So the question is, what is the arrow? So for the detail, I think you can you can read this paper. But you know, unfortunately, this paper published in China, a journal in English, but in China, maybe it's not easy to find it. So I bring with me. If it's someone interesting, you can make a copy. So I'm not go to the detail for the error estimate. I just show you what we get. The error depends on H, N, R, the three parameters. So the error from this part is from finite element approximation. So this form I gave you is the linear elements we used, right? So this part is from, we truncated the boundary condition. So from here you can understand, if R goes to infinity, this term disappears, right?
What is R0?
R0 is the smallest. So if N goes to infinity, this term disappeared. If H goes to zero, this term disappeared. And very clear to show you the error, how to depend on the three parameters. If you know more regularity about U on the gamma zero. Gamma zero is a circle with ratio R zero. If you know more regularity of the solution, for example, the 3 can be k, here there will be, the 3 can be k minus 1/2. Here can be k. So you will get more good results. Yeah. So, in fact, it is the first paper we already get the error analysis, but we did not know the error how to depend on R. Just recently, we know the error how to depend on R. So this paper, I think you can find from the web. Yeah, from the web. This is the exact solution. Pardon me? For the engineer, they just solve this problem. So this is a problem, you know, can reduce a system of linear abjuric equations. Yeah. Let's just solve this problem. Now, I just say more work on this direction, you know, for the different equations, 3D, the 3D for Poisson equation, the elasticity system and the incompressible material problem. This is just a Stokes equation. You see, in the two-dimension case, Stokes equation cannot describe flow. So we give a physical background. It's incompressible material. Or the problem of infinite elastic foundation, the exterior problem of Ocean equation in two dimensions, Stokes equation in three dimensions. Also, we work on the time-dependent problem. Yeah. The heat equation, wave equation, all we found the exact artificial boundary condition, and a series of approximate artificial boundary conditions. Also, recently, we just finished the Schrodinger equations in 2D case. Yeah. Now, I talk a little bit. Maybe I just finish very quickly.
I wouldn't mind hearing more about the Schrodinger equation.
Yeah. Yes. So in this case, the artificial boundary is this shape. Yeah. The circle on the space. So now this is the artificial boundary. So also we try to find artificial boundary condition on this artificial boundary. Then we solve the problem only on inside the cylinder. Yeah, linear problem. At least, you know, outside the domain is linear, right? Inside could be non-linear. Yeah.
But it's like a problem of solitary
waves.
It's possible to have a solution which is exit, which is outside the region, but propagating toward the region, which at time zero is exponentially small in the region.
Yeah.
Oh,
that yes. So your artificial boundary condition must be transparent. You know, that means the wave can go out, not reflection back.
The wave can also come in?
Yes, yeah, it can come in, come out. Yeah.
And they have Gaussian tails.
Yeah.
They're invisible.
Yeah. So we can maybe discuss later. Yeah. So now we consider local artificial boundary condition. What means the local one? So also we consider the restriction of the original problem on the domain omega e, right? The same game we play here, right? Now, this time, we take derivative respect theta on the artificial boundary condition, on the artificial boundary, respect theta 2 times, 4 times, and 2k times. You look this. This almost the same, just different is coefficients here, right? Now, we make a summation of them. We take the summation, the constants alpha 1, alpha n to be determined. So how to determine the constants alpha 1, 2, alpha n? Then we can get a boundary condition. So this natural idea is take the first n term to be zero. Yeah? So if we take the first n term to be the zero, the alpha 1, 2, n should be satisfy this linear equation. Right? So fortunately, this linear equation has unique solution. This linear system has unique solution for any positive integral n, because its coefficient matrix is Sandermonde matrix. So after solve this linear system, we can really get the constant here. Right? Then we get this boundary condition. The high order derivatives involved in this boundary condition. So what is the meaning? That meaning is this condition, of course, is approximate, not exact. So the solution, the first n components satisfy the boundary exactly, not high accuracy. Yeah, just the first n components satisfy this boundary condition. So now we obtained the local artificial boundary conditions for our given problem. Then the problem also can be reduced on a bounded computational domain. But here, the boundary condition is here. Also, we can reduce from the equivalent variational form of the problem. Now, the bilinear form N is more complex because high order derivatives involved. So this approach will bring us more difficult for the computation, especially if you use finite element method. You know. So then we can solve this problem by, for example, finite element method. Then also, we already get some error estimator for the finite element approximation. So this time, the result is not so nice as the first one. You see, now here, its constant is not independent n, dependent on n. So also, we only prove n between 1 to 20. We cannot prove for any n yet. But I, from application, from engineers' application, I think the 20 is enough. Also, if odd is correct. But for the even number, n is even, we don't know if it's correct or not. Yeah. Perhaps it's not. It's not correct. So the result you can find from this paper. Yeah. The more results about this direction. I think I just stop here. Yeah. Yeah.